Es hat also sich nicht wirklich als Geschlag, wenn man Jehuda mit sagt, dass Jumma darf auf Gimmel. Die Mischne erzählt, und mache ihm mit Zion, ach, es ist Stein, wie Chulu. Schlägt die Mar, if we're told that they can stick out two fingers, there's no reason to tell us that they can stick out one finger. Obviously, they can stick out one finger. As Rav Chista answered, the Mishna means that a sick Kohen who doesn't have the ability to stick out only one finger may stick out two fingers, but the two are counted as one when the Kohen in charge does his counting. Shlakim Mar Brisa says, although a Kohen should not stick out his middle finger in addition to another finger, if he does, we count it. It seems to mean that the fingers are counted as separate counts. Each finger is counted as one separate count. Mar says, no, it means that they're counted as one. Mishnah said, "Ma'aser shehayu shneim shavin ve'rotzin va'olim ba'kevesh." A brayza tells the story of a kohen who lost the race and then stabbed and killed the winner. Rav Tzadik went on to the steps of the ulam and moved the people to tears, describing how senseless of a death it was. Tzadikma, which happened first? Did the story of the broken leg of our Mishnah happen first, or did the story of the murder over here in the brayza happen first? The Gemara says the murder happened first, but the Chacham thought that was a one-time occurrence which would not warrant setting up a lottery. When the story of the broken leg then happened, the Chacham decided that the danger is more prevalent than originally thought, and a lottery was instituted. Fact, the Gemara, the brayza said that Rav Tzadik asked whether Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash must bring an egel arufa for this murder. We've learned that Yerushalayim never brings an egel arufa. Also, in the story, the murderer was known, so why would an egel arufa have to be brought at all? That he asked it as a catalyst to get people to cry, but not as a true Shiloh. In fact, Mother Bryce said that the father of the victim came and saw his son dying. He instructed them to remove the knife before his son died, so that the knife should not become tameh. The Bryce says that we see that Tahara of Kalim was thought of more seriously than murder. What was murder held in low esteem, which is why Tahara of Kalim was thought of more seriously, or was it that Tahara of Kalim was held in especially high esteem, but murder was held as it should be held, but somehow the Tumah of Kalim were held even higher than that? Mar says, since the Braisa brings a pasuk of the rampant murder in the times of Menashe to show that human life was not valued, we see that the Tahara of Kalim was held in regular esteem, but that murder was held in disregard, and through being held in disregard, that's why the Tumah of Kalim was considered to be more in higher esteem than that of murder. Zuck the Gemara. Bryce says the pasuk that tells of the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin is followed by a pasuk that describes another mitzvah of removing the ash from the mizbech and disposing it outside the machane. In this second pasuk, the pasuk says that the kohen should remove his clothing and put on other clothing before removing the ash. Bryce says, presumably, just as the kohen gadol changes from his gold clothing to non-kodesh clothing on Yom Kippur, so too this kohen changes from his kodesh clothing to non-kodesh clothing to do this avoida. However, the pasuk makes a hekesh which teaches that the other clothing is kodesh as well. They're different in that they're less expensive clothing. Well, the other says the word other describing the kohen who's removing the ash and teaches that even a kohen who has a mum may do this avoida. Mar explains he wears different clothing when he does this avoida because he gets dirty and it would not be fitting for him to then go in and do other avoida in this dirty clothing. Rish Lakish says the same way Eliezer argues with Tanakhama regarding whether a kohen with a mum is valid to remove the ash. They also argue regarding such a kohen being valid to do the Trumas Hadeshin. Rabbi Yechanan says no, they only argue regarding removing the ash, but to doing the actual Trumas Hadeshin, all would agree that it has to be a full-fledged avoida, and therefore it has to be done by a full-fledged kohen, meaning a kohen without a mum. Rish Lakish said, since the pasuk only mentions that the kohen must wear the pants and the shirt of the Bigdei Kohuna when he does the Trumas Hadeshin, it must be that it's not a full-fledged avoida. Rabbi Yochanan said, in truth, all four begadim were needed. These two were mentioned for different drushes. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Daisa argue in a braisa whether the word yilbash in the pasuk regarding Trumas Hadeshin teaches that all four begadim are needed, which was like Rabbi Yehuda said, or whether it teaches that the white clothing of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur may be used for a regular kohen, which is the way Rabbi Daisa dashens it. The machlekes would seem to be based on whether Trumas Hadeshin is a full-fledged avoida and therefore needs all four begadim or not. Mar then says, though, however, it may be that all agree that all four begadim are needed. Machloikis may be that Rabbi Yehuda says a pasuk is needed to teach this, and Rabbi Daisa says that we don't need a pasuk to teach this, that's why he could use it for another drasha.